Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Russia is beginning what it says is the largest military exercise in its history today in eastern Siberia. The war games, dubbed Vostok 18, start with a planning phase, but by Thursday, 300,000 Russian soldiers will be involved. From Moscow, Sarah Rainsford reports.
Russia intends to impress with this military exercise. It's also a show of defiance after years of economic sanctions by the West. For the first time, Chinese troops will take part, fighting side by side with the Russians in a sign of the two countries' deepening bond. Vladimir Putin's spokesman has justified the giant war games, saying it's important to maintain Russia's defence capacity at a time of what he called aggressive and unfriendly attitudes towards Moscow. The military scenario to be played out at Vostok hasn't been revealed, but it does seem likely to involve a simulated attack on the West.
The White House says talks are underway to set up a second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. The meeting was requested by the North Korean leader in a personal letter to Mr. Trump that was described by the White House spokeswoman as very positive. It comes as South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is preparing to travel to Pyongyang in an attempt to get stalled negotiations on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula back on track. Speaking in Seoul, President Moon said important choices were needed on all sides.
In order for us to move towards the next level of dismantling North Korea's existing nuclear weapons, the leaders of North Korea and the United States must once again have big ideas and take bold decisions. The North should abolish its nuclear programs, and the US should foster such conditions with corresponding action.
Ethiopia and Eritrea are preparing to reopen a key border crossing that's been shut for 20 years. The leaders of the two countries are visiting the border for the event, which marks another step towards reconciliation. Emmanuel Igunza reports.
The reopening of the road linking Eritrea and Ethiopia couldn't have come at a much better time. People in both countries are on Tuesday celebrating the beginning of the new year. The road to Zambalesa, like many other land crossings, has been closed for more than 20 years, during which time the two countries have fought a bitter war and maintained no diplomatic or trade relations. Throughout this week, soldiers from both countries have worked together to clear mines, huge boulders, stones and barriers that have separated movement of people and goods across the border.
World News from the BBC.